Wham bam power people, what's poppin'? This is Ricky Carmona. Guess who's here with me?
The Lady James Dean Rhea Butcher, that is I.
Yes, it is.
Here we are.
Here we are. We're doing it. But you know what? We're not doing it tonight because we are in the middle of the Max Fun Switcheroo Week. And you know who's hosting our show, Wham Bam Pow? It's Lady to Lady.
Lady to Lady.
The ladies are Babs Gray.
Tess Barker.
Tess Barker.
And Brandi Posey.
Brandi Posey with that super duper blue hair.
With that super duper blue hair.
They're gonna bring the wham, the bam, and the pow
they're
to you.
They're gonna host the hell out of it.
They're gonna host the hell out
I
of that
I can't wait
show.
To listen to it.
I can't wait to listen to it. They've got a movie all picked out, which is one of my favorites. Not gonna lie, one of the first movies I saw as a kid.
Oh, yeah?
Takes place in my home country.
Oh, my goodness.
That's part of the reason I watched it. Yeah, very excited for you all to listen to that. Take a listen to it. Hey, take a listen to their podcast as well. We hope you like it.
And we will be hosting Throwing Shade.
Yes, we will.
So listen to that episode whenever you get to it. No.
So much shade is thrown. So much shade.
So listen to that episode immediately. Howdy, you guys. Welcome to the Great Switcheroo.
That's right.
Wham, bam, pow!
Whoa! Wait a minute.
Except this is the lady-to-lady version.
Of wham, bam,
pow! Are you guys sure? We're not Cameron, Rhea, and Ricky?
I'll be Ricky.
Okay.
That was a good Ricky.
Yeah. It's just like, just be a ray of sunshine in the corner.
Yeah.
That's all you have to do. Oh, God.
No, I'm Tess Barker, one of the hosts of Lady to Lady.
I'm Barbara Gray, also one of the hosts of Lady to Lady.
I'm Brandi Posey, the third host to Lady to Lady.
Look at that.
What?
Wow.
And, so all week, all the Max Fun hosts are switching shows. So the Baby Geniuses gals are doing our show this week.
Mm-hmm. Please pop over there and listen to that.
I'm interested. It will be weird to hear somebody doing
You know what
our
it's going to be like? Have you ever been a passenger in your own car?
Oh, yeah.
That's
yes.
Weird.
Oh, my God.
It's unsettling.
Yeah.
I feel like, so we have a part of our show. If you haven't listened to it, Lady to Lady has a part at the end of the show where we answer advice, and I feel like they're going to be so much better.
I think so.
I just have this fear.
Oh,
like,
no.
What if everyone likes them better and they decide, they like revolt against us?
It would not be hard to be better than us
at giving advice.
No, because we've lived it, so we have firsthand experience with our advice segments, I feel like,
True.
For the most part. So, I don't know.
But do we follow our own advice?
I mean, does anyone?
Nobody does.
No,
yeah.
Do as I say, not as I do. That's like
I have realized
everything.
So much lately how... Oh, wait, I guess we're supposed to talk about... Well, no, this is just an intro thing.
Yeah, we're just hanging out.
I'm getting into the lady-to-lady, like, whatever.
Yeah.
I just have realized how much, like, my boyfriend, like, the things I get angry at him about, I, like, am so... hypocritical, you know?
I'll get
mad at him for being messy, and I'm like the messiest person in the world.
That's something that I really grapple with is my own hypocrisy in my relationship. It's mm-hmm. It's unfortunate because I can't take criticism from him.
Exactly.
Cannot.
No,
like,
I
like,
just
you snap
shut
at me,
it down.
Yeah.
But I'm just constantly dealing it. Just
yeah.
Right and left.
Yeah.
Always.
I can dish it, but I cannot take it.
Oh, absolutely. I'll walk out the door and be like, here's a list of three things you're going to need to do before I get back. And then it's like, if he did that to me.
Oh, God. Are you right?
I would murder him.
They need direction, you know?
Yeah.
Like my stuff I'll get to eventually. But.
Well, and my thing is if he wants to be as big of a diva as I am, then he's welcome to try. It's not my fault that I'm this good at being a diva.
Exactly. He had a shot at the beginning to kind of like rein the diva in to like set the terms of the relationship.
Right. That is true. Yeah. You got to establish that quickly.
The domination's been established. Mm-hmm. Thank you for playing.
Yeah, exactly.
We should announce our shows since, new listeners might be interested
yeah.
in hearing about it. Anybody, this comes out on the week of October 5th, so I have a show every Friday. It's a DeSano pizza called Sauce. It's really fun. Mm-hmm. It's in East Hollywood, and the pizza's insane, and the lineups are always super fun. So every Friday at 8 o'clock at DeSano's, check that out.
Yeah, this weekend I'm going to be at the Hell Yes Fest in New Orleans. Woo! Doing Picture This, which is a show that I do monthly in Los Angeles. That's comedians paired up with animators, and that's at the Satellite every first Sunday of the month. But we're going to be in New Orleans this weekend, and it's super, super fun because it's like your jokes get drawn behind you during your set, and it kind of feels like you're dealing with like the most talented heckler of all time.
Yeah, so, it's a really fun show.
Yeah, and that also has franchises in New York and San Francisco, so come to those.
Fucking big stuff going on with Picture This.
Mm-hmm.
I have a storytelling show that's every Monday if you live in Los Angeles. It's in the Eagle Rock neighborhood at the Colorado Wine Company called mm-hmm. Vino Veritas.
Super fun. I did it last night. Or several weeks ago.
Oh, yes.
Time jump. and I'm going to be in New York October 20th through the 30th mm-hmm. doing shows. Like, half of them are UCB, so I don't know. Just show up there.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Also,
get comfortable.
Yeah.
Also, I have an album coming out in a couple of weeks.
Oh, shit.
So it'll be out before October is over. Follow me on Twitter at Brandazzle for that information. Follow all of us on Twitter.
Yeah. I'm at Babs Gray.
I'm Testify Barker.
And I'm Brandazzle. And then we collectively are Lady to Lady Comedy.
Yeah. The number two. We could not get the T.O.
Yeah.
No, we do it like it's like when you're, you know, writing a love email.
Yeah, exactly. From me to you.
To you, yeah.
It's like an old Mandy Moore song or
exactly.
something.
Yeah, we're children of the late 90s.
Yeah.
And we'd like to be reflected in our Twitter handle.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, yeah, I'm really glad I didn't make a Twitter when I was like 13 because it
would
have been.
What would it be?
I don't know. It depends on what exact craze I was in. At right. that moment, was I like obsessed with Seth Green, or was I, you know,
Barbara?
Seth Green's not that bad. Out of all my weird ones,
no, he's not.
Well, Can't Hardly Wait was great too.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, but Ethan Embry should be the obvious crush.
Exactly. Yeah. But that's why you didn't go with him.
That's why you're a comedian. Comedian gals had a crush on
the funny guy.
Yeah, on the funny guy. Yeah.
I thought Ethan Embry was the funny guy.
He was.
He's so earnest.
What about Empire Records?
He was funny in that one.
He's a weirdo in that one, though.
See? See, I'm like the type of basic who's like, I'm quirky. I like Ethan Embry.
Of course. I have quirky tastes.
I'm so random.
I think Zooey Deschanel was like, I love Ethan Embry. Like,
oh, for sure. Oh, definitely.
Aggressively.
Yeah.
Oh, I kind of want them to get together.
That would be kind of cute.
Oh, yeah, that's really sweet.
Especially with his weird sleeves now and whatever
like
he's doing.
Tats.
Oh, listeners, do not Google Ethan Embry's tattoos.
But he's on that new show on Netflix.
So he's pulled out of his Jodie Sweetin face?
Yeah.
I think he's back.
He's back.
Alyssa Milano-ing.
Oh, okay.
He's back. What does that mean exactly?
Well, Alyssa Milano went on Who's the Boss, took a little respite, and then came back on Charmed.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it's on purpose a rest, or is it?
I think so. I think if you were an actor as a teenager, it's pretty normal to take an on purpose rest.
Yeah, that's true.
You need to be a human, I think, right?
Or you either be a human or write out your pill addiction or do what you gotta do.
At least a 5 to 10 year, you know, figuring it out time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a breather. It's like those nights where you don't wear underwear.
I mean, out and about?
No.
Oh, okay.
Just like at home.
To home.
Yeah.
I can't do commando out and about.
No, hell no.
I don't get like people who prefer that. That's so uncomfortable.
I had a friend, I was filming something and my friend showed up and he was like, I asked him if he would like be kind of naked in it, and he was like, "Yeah." And then he showed up, and he was like, "Oh, I'm not wearing boxers." And I was just like, "How? You're wearing jeans, and it's like hot out.
That's my.
What are you doing?"
I mean, I don't know if it sounds more unpleasant for men or women. Both sound awful.
Yeah.
But just like rivet against.
Yeah.
Also, don't you have to wash your stuff all the time then? Like,
right?
Yeah. I would think so, right?
All of your clothes just smell like dick or pussy, I guess, right?
Just ball sweat everywhere.
Yeah, pretty much.
Sorry, Wham Bam Pow listeners. Taste of our show.
Wham Bam or Pow.
Yeah.
It will smell like one of those.
Oh, Wham Bam, no thank you, ma'am.
Who's that?
Ugh.
Should we talk about what we've watched lately?
Yeah, okay. So this is probably going to be a huge departure from Wham Bam Pow listeners, but like the only movie that I've paid money for this year has been Magic Mike XXL, yeah. I think.
But five paid times. More than once, yeah.
Five times.
I think I saw it four times in person than the one time we watched it,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, okay. I paid for it four
five
times.
Five times.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's if you haven't gone to see it, I mean, mm-hmm. we should have just done that movie for
I was thinking about that. We could have just
I mean, it counts
it
as an action.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
there's a lot of action
it's,
in it.
It's all action.
Yeah, it definitely counts as an it's mostly action.
Yeah.
So much action.
It's an edge of your seat thriller.
Yeah.
I mean, your heart's racing the whole time.
Yeah.
The
it's
whole
true.
Time.
The whole time. yeah, it we did see that. I mean, so many times. We saw. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you guys don't listen to our podcast, we went to go see it for my birthday, and then Tess and I got belligerently drunk and then danced in the fountain at the Americana.
Mm-hmm.
We're banned from the Americana
and
for a month.
And we're banned for 4 weeks from the Americana.
It was worth it.
It was so funny because the security guard just, like, sidled up to you guys, and then as if he was a mafia boss, he just goes, "You're banned from the Americana for 4 weeks."
Yeah.
And like with his little hand, it was just like.
It was so.
You're fired.
Yeah, so quiet and timid. It was funny rewatching the video of it because, yeah, mm-hmm. I was just like, he was just standing there watching.
He was kind of just letting us do our thing.
Yeah. And what was he going to do? He wasn't going to get in.
I wish he had. I wish he had chased you guys around the fountain.
I mean,
to
you don't
Celine
get
Dion.
Into the fountain unless someone's like drowning in there.
Unless you're in Magic Mike.
Unless, yeah. Well, yeah.
One of the boys in Magic Mike would have taken their shirt off and
obviously.
Gotten in.
That would have been great. Mm.
What if he had gotten in and danced with us and we ripped off his shirt?
Yeah. That would have been also a happy ending. Either way. Either way. I still want to go. Seeing Magic Mike has really sparked a desire in me to go. This is another hypocrisy thing. I really want to go to a strip club. Not cool with my boyfriend going to strip clubs.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
I mean.
Yeah. I think it's. I don't know. It kind of feels a little different to me, though.
Does it? How?
I don't know.
Women.
I was going to say, like, you know, in general, we don't feel like, we feel more like men are on the predatory side of things. So it's, like, different. But also, if I'm going to, I'm definitely the predator.
No, I mean, all it takes is that video of our live show where you're screaming at our friend Ryan to take his shirt off. And there's no denying who the predator is.
No, that's
true.
Very obvious.
It's like a guttural, primitive place.
Yeah, we did a live show with a French Stewart was our special guest, and then our friend Ryan Nemeth, who is a wrestler mm-hmm. and very attractive young man, who we've asked to rip off a shirt two shows in a row, did the show, and he was on a robot. A robot scooter.
What do you even call those? Is that what it is? A robot
like
scooter?
A hand?
They're called
sideways?
A hoverboard. They call them like hoverboards, okay. But they're not quite yet.
Obviously,
but
yeah.
Close enough.
It was really crazy watching the video because he got really good at it.
He was really good.
Yeah.
He's spinning in the middle of us. Mm-hmm. He goes, "I just want to dance." And I go, "Yes, you do."
Like screams it in that guttural tone. "Yes, you do."
That's like the tone that your ancestors used to scare off T-Rexes.
Yeah, I was. There was something animalistic right there for sure.
Super fun.
Anyway, Magic Mike really changed all our lives.
Yeah. So there was that. Let's see. I was trying to think about that too. I have really like eclectic tastes in mm-hmm. everything. And so, yeah, I watched the most recent thing I've watched on Netflix was I watched this amazing movie actually called Is the Tall Man Happy?
Okay.
And Michel Gondry, who did, you know, Eternal Sunshine.
Love him.
Yeah. He animated an interview with Noam Chomsky.
Ooh.
About. Like, all this trippy stuff, like our perception of human existence and, mm-hmm. and life and all that. And he did all these really cool animated things to it. So the last thing I watched was an animated interview
that's
with
cool.
Noam Chomsky, and I really recommend it.
And
it
you really were probably good. Not high when you watched that, right?
No, I don't smoke pot. No.
That sounds like a really sober thing to watch.
Definitely watch it stone cold sober, and definitely don't smoke a really good sativa. And then just let your brain wander. It's really good. Get high and watch it. It's good.
Is it kind of like The Waking Life? Did you ever watch that movie?
It's not the same style of animation at all. Like, it's very surreal, kind of mm-hmm. like trippy animation.
Yeah.
And it's like he's all Michel Gondry about it, so he kind of like inserts himself into the process of animating it.
Totally.
I want to be Michel Gondry.
Don't we all?
Yeah. I bet you he's got his junk drawers have got to be full of magic.
Oh, like, right?
He might be like annoyingly whimsical though.
No, I don't think he would be. I bet he's like, how was he in the interview? Is it him talking or is it just Noam Chomsky talking?
It's him talking. And there are some points actually where it's sort of hard to understand because they're not subtitled and his accent is so thick. But it's fun. He kind of plays with that. But I think we can pass it off. Like, his whimsy, I think you're right, we can pass off on the fact that he's French.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. That's just like all French people are born with that, right? They just might use it or might not.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you can rock a beret, that's like half the battle. Yeah.
You're fine. You get your burden, you get a pack of cigarettes, a beret, mm-hmm. and a whimsy, and you choose two of those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
We're being Frenchists. Yeah. I haven't been watching anything. I agree. I also have only been watching Magic Mike.
just on loop constantly.
It's really?
I mean, I kind of like that. Like, I've only been watching Magic Mike. I only really listen to Beyonce and Britney.
I've been listening to the Magic Mike soundtrack. My life is just, I don't know. It's very focused. When I like one thing, you know, go for it.
Pony's like a good fucking jock jam, though.
It's great.
It's a so serious good.
Also, that song at the end of the movie, I'm not giving anything away here, but there's fireworks going off.
Spoiler
and
alert.
No, not this, not the very end. Yeah. Well, there's fireworks in everyone's eyes, and that song that's like, all I do is win. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Get that album today.
Yeah.
It's. I don't even think that's on the album, actually, but get it anyway, whatever.
Yeah. Super fun.
Well, you probably don't care. What? Thoughts on the Ryan Adams Taylor Swift cover?
I don't know what that means.
I have not listened to it yet, but I'm excited.
Is it a new jam?
He covered her entire last album.
Okay.
But I haven't heard it yet.
I'm like so excited.
I
feel like it's going to be really good.
You haven't listened to it?
Not yet.
Yeah, I feel like it will be too.
Wait, Bryan Adams or a guy named Ryan Adams?
Ryan Adams.
Who is Ryan Adams?
He's a musician. I don't really know his
stuff
very
well. He's kind of like sexy, like John Mayer, but less douchey.
Okay.
Oh. So yeah. He was dating Mandy Moore. He was married to her, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So I only know anything related to Mandy Moore.
There's been a lot of Mandy Moore references.
I know.
Speaking of, where is she?
I don't know. I was watching something and they said it was choreographed by Mandy Moore, and I don't know if that meant her.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. That's usually what it means.
But she's not like a dancer.
She hasn't been known
to be. It was the intro to Dancing with the Stars, and I was like, what?
Do you really have to be that good of a dancer?
I could see her being involved in that.
I don't know. It was very confusing. Maybe so she might be. If Mandy Moore wants to confirm or deny that, she choreographed that.
Wait, didn't she play Channing Tatum's love interest in a movie where she was dying? Or am I confusing movies?
No, I think you're confusing movies.
Maybe. Yeah.
All of the Nicholas Sparks movies were
in
the same
universe. She was in a movie about where she was dying, but it wasn't, I don't think it was Channing Tatum.
But then Channing Tatum was in a different Nicholas Sparks movie where someone else
was
dying.
He was in one?
I think so. I'm going to put like 80% on that. I think it was called like Dear John. I'm pretty sure it's called Dear John.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't
okay.
it weird that his first name is Channing?
I was thinking about that earlier.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I hope that his parents are just really big Stalker Channing fans. And, like, that's who he's named after.
Oh, wait. Sorry, awesome. I keep hitting your mic.
That's okay.
I did see recently, or whatever, the last few months, that terrible movie he was in with Mila Kunis.
Oh, the Jupiter Ascending?
Jupiter Ascending. I literally only wanted to see that because of the billboards, and it was so bad. He has a blonde goatee in it.
He doesn't need a goatee.
No one can pull that off.
No.
Not one person.
Not even Channing Tatum.
No, exactly.
He can't, then nobody can.
He had a blonde goatee and like slight eyeliner, and it was just a bad situation.
No.
That's not for him.
Yeah.
He's like a buzz cut and a nice pair of sweatpants. Like, that's who he is. Come on.
Basically anything except a goatee and eyeliner.
Yeah.
Really.
It was, it was bad.
I wanted to see that because I liked them both.
Yeah, it was not a good movie. Half of it was her falling off of stuff and him using one of those like hoverboards in like it will be in 100 years, like flying hoverboards.
Yeah,
God
yeah.
damn it. Now stop hitting your mic. I'm gesturing a lot, you guys.
Well, we're talking about hoverboards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Channing Tatum. And I just.
It's a lot. Everything our generation's been promised.
Yeah.
Hoverboard
exactly.
And,
if you fall off of something, Channing Tatum will pick you up on his hoverboard.
That's a dangerous precedent to set.
Yeah, that is true.
Start
but
jumping
was,
off of everything.
That was half of the movie. And then just like, she cleaned people's homes and she wore full makeup. And I was like, no one's doing that.
What about, isn't there a service where you can hire a girl who will come clean your house in a bra?
Yeah, but she was not that kind of maid in this situation.
Oh, okay.
Just a future maid where.
She was just a future maid. And I was like, you're already getting up at 5 in the morning. You're really getting up at like 4 so you can put on this much makeup.
Maybe that's
in
a
the
rule.
Future.
Yeah, that's a rule in the future where women
Everyone,
must always wear makeup.
That'd be crazy.
They won't let us out in plain face.
That's a, yeah.
Oh, God.
That's a rule in the Trump presidency. Like, that's a thing that he puts in.
Yeah.
Just like, women always wear makeup. Everything's gold. That's not a Trump impression.
What was that? I was trying to land with it. It wasn't Trump.
No, it wasn't. It was like, I pictured his face What I did was I pictured his face, and that's the voice that came out, and I know it's not
like
right.
It's kind of like an older black man, to be honest.
I can't. Yeah. I can't.
Everything's old. I don't know.
I can't really do. I mean, can you do a Trump?
I can't even.
All
like,
I can
actually
think of is you're fired. Like, that's such an old
you're
Trump
fired.
Thing.
You're fired. I can't even like really picture how his voice sounds. Is it like a Boston accent?
It's like an East Coast.
Yeah. It's just like an asshole. It's like if you're
proud of myself that I've avoided the news enough that I don't know what Donald Trump's voice sounds like.
Yeah, that is true. I just see stuff about it, but I haven't really watched.
It's good just to avoid it in general.
That's
with
good
him.
For us. None of us click on Donald Trump videos.
No. Uh-uh. I see the GIFs if I can't help it.
Well, GIFs you can't avoid.
I know. The GIFs are there. It's fine. I just look like, you know, skin
the
and
GIFs
being like
GIFs are there.
Don't look a gift horse in the mouth, Brandy.
Hey.
Ba-ba-boom.
That's what Trump is, a gift horse.
He's not a gift horse. He's America's gift horse.
Or GIF, whatever. Don't get pissed at us.
Oh, well, you know
I don't
what?
Know
it
why I got really defensive.
I know. That's something you've been getting a lot
of. No, people do get mad about that.
Well, we can't deal with that.
No. If that's your problem,
you're very lucky.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm so happy that your life is that absent of actual issues.
You know who actually is having a problem is Giphy, the GIF website that I frequent for work. There are certain people that are very, like, highly GIFed.
Mm-hmm.
Amy Poehler's GIFed a lot. Tina Fey's GIFed a lot.
Hillary, yeah.
Hillary, you know who they need to go through and remove?
Oh, really?
Bill Cosby.
Oh, yeah.
His GIFy mug is everywhere, and they really have to
pull
like
that
a
out.
Cosby filter.
Oh,
that's
a
good call.
Yeah, because if you think about it, he's very gifable.
He is gifable.
Yeah, of course.
And there's been a lot of gifts for
a long
time.
You got that the Cosby face?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, get that. Get rid of that shit.
We don't want to see the Cosby gifts.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, his that's got to be scrubbed.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No.
She paused and then did it.
I was waiting for it. I was like, somebody's about to sing.
She's like, oh yeah.
You guys like actually just got to see my two devils like high five and then go for it.
Yeah. My favorite test moment.
I can't think of any other.
Yeah, I've been kind of holed up with like the album stuff, so I haven't really been watching anything.
I saw It Follows. That was really good.
That's scary.
Yeah,
it was. But like, I usually can't even watch scary movies, and I could actually watch it without like not being able to sleep. So I would recommend it.
Okay, I would like to see that.
It's really good because like you know how a lot of scary movies use the jump thing.
Mm-hmm.
This one used much more of like. When you would see the thing, it was, like, really far away, and that was, like, almost creepier than it being close.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
Oof, man. I can't handle scary movies. It's not my thing. I get super stressed out.
I get pretty scared pretty easily, but lately I've been, like, really wanting to
do it. It's the season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spooky. I really enjoy, like, thrilling movies. Gore can get to me. Mm-hmm. I'll watch it.
Gore is just dumb. If it's, like, useless, I don't really like
it. Yeah, gore doesn't bother me. It's the tension of, like, not being in control that really stresses me out.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, I hate it. I can't stand it.
I love that. What about, like, Speed? Did you like that movie when you were a kid?
I liked Speed. I liked Speed.
To me, that's like the ultimate tense movie.
Yeah.
But that's not like a horror movie.
Yeah, no. If there's supernatural shit, like I can handle universal monsters and I can handle like real life villains. I can't handle supernatural shit because that's like so, like what can you
totally.
Do? What can you do?
Don't see Pan's Labyrinth.
Oh, I won't.
I won't watch alien stuff.
Really?
Yeah, that stuff freaks me out.
Really?
Yeah.
That stuff freaks you out more than like the shit that could really happen?
Yeah, I don't know, because I was scared of, I had this fear of aliens when I was a kid or whatever, so I have, like, still that in the back of my head is, like,
yeah.
I'm also scared of things that can really happen, but, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I just hate, like, I remember seeing The Ring when I was, whenever The Ring came out, and I remember, like, going with friends, I did not want to see it, but I went, and I was, like, arms crossed the entire time, and then I dropped everybody off on the way home, and then I had to drive home, and my old car used to be an 89 Buick station wagon that was so long and so dark that I, like, pulled into a diner and I made somebody come hang out with me for like an hour. Because I was like, I can't drive home because I think there's a dead girl in the back of my car.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's way too much like space to look in your rearview mirror.
Oh, exactly. I kept being like, what, if she appears, I'll kill myself. I will kill myself and I'm driving a car, so I'll take somebody with me.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Probably. Like,
I mean,
not
probably, yes or no.
I don't even know if I
mean, yeah.
Like,
I don't actively think about it.
But on some level.
Yeah, probably. Like, I think there's, you know, I think it's cool to think that there's something else out there. So, like, I don't, you know, I would like to believe, I guess. Like, I haven't seen any actual really evidence, but I'd like to believe.
Yeah, I don't think about it, but I do get scared. I do have those visions where I'll see that kind of thing. And, like, at me in that moment, it doesn't, like, it's not about believing. It's just, like, I just have this fear that something's going to happen. You know what I mean?
See, I'm jealous. I wish that I had that kind of, like, lingering effect. But to me... I don't have, I'm real sensitive about like war movies or shit like that.
Right.
That, like, well, because then I'm like, that's something that's really going on that I don't pay enough attention to. And that'll really haunt me. And I kind of wish, because I do enjoy being spooked, so I kind of wish that I had that more kind of residual.
Mm-hmm. My least favorite thing in real life that spooks me out is like being in the woods and having a flashlight and just like only being able to see like one spot of light. Yeah. And that shit freaks me out so bad.
Oh my God, what about like playing like flashlight tag in like a really dark place where like people can jump out at you?
Mm-hmm. I was standing outside of a bar last night and this guy came up to me and I had just done a show and he was like trying to hit on me and he was telling me that he was like, yeah, I came to the show but I was supposed to be at a game of Capture the Flag with glow sticks in Griffith Park.
What?
I was like, that sounds pretty cool.
That sounds way more fun than a show.
I know. I was like, you made the wrong choice.
Yeah, why are you here?
Like, hands down.
But that was him trying to be like, I'm glad and then he was like, it was for a girl anyway. And I was like, okay. I didn't know.
Okay. Yeah. I can almost hear the mustache on his face, like the ironic mustache.
He had a mustache. He wasn't like, he wasn't an ironic hipster type, but he was nice. I mean, he didn't like, he wasn't too pushy or anything. But I just like, was like, that actually sounds pretty fun. I would do that.
Yeah. She's probably cool. You should have gone.
I miss like night game type stuff, you know?
Me too.
Kick the can? Come on.
Yeah.
Or did you do ice blocking in Salt Lake?
Yes.
That was so fun.
Yeah.
What's ice blocking?
You ride a block of ice down a hill.
Oh, wow. I've never done that before. Are you guys both ghosts? Were you children in the 20s?
Yes. It's such a cheap thrill. Like, you just go to the grocery store and get one of those blocks, and you go super fast.
Oh, my God. We should do it.
We should totally do it.
Huh. I've never seen a block of ice for sale like that.
Oh, yeah.
Where are you?
They've got to be somewhere.
Get them at the store.
Yeah, they weren't too hard to find. Huh. I'm sure we could find them somewhere. We should go do that somewhere. And where's a good hill, though?
Griffith?
Yeah, Griffith.
I think we could find a hill.
Yeah, let's do it. Everybody come ice blocking this weekend.
All right. It's on.
With glow sticks.
Yeah, we got to have glow sticks. It just like ups the game on anything.
Yeah. I said that with a little hesitant.
It really
someone
does.
Used to be really into raves.
I saw like the thousand
she
yard.
She definitely had a flashback there.
The thousand yard stare in your eyes.
All right. So it's time to talk about our movie this week.
Yeah.
Wait, is it time or?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
We thought was on Netflix, but we were mistaken.
So we bought this. Or I bought this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's on Netflix DVD. So if you're the one person that still does Netflix DVDs, you can still get it.
Or you can rent it for like $3. Whatever.
I think it's worth renting too. Yeah. It's really fun.
I kind of do too. It's a classic.
Yeah.
Romancing the Stone.
Speaking of, we talk about Hoverboards, another Robert Zemeckis movie.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Zemeckis.
Yeah, it's a Back to the Future movie.
Yeah.
Robert Zemeckis directed this.
I thought you were calling I thought you were saying Hoverboards is the name of a movie.
Hoverboards should be the name of a movie.
Yeah.
That'll definitely be coming out soon.
That's like the next sequel to Cars. It's like in the future.
Oh, for sure.
Just talking hoverboards.
You're like, hey, get off of me. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that a good one?
Hey, get off of me. Someone write that scene.
So you guys had both seen Romancing the Stone before.
When was it
made? Like 1970 or something?
Somewhere.
It was made in 83.
83.
Yeah, 83.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was way off.
Yeah, yeah. But it's like it's
the
like
thing I watched it on said 1970.
Yeah, it's like one of those like staple movies that I remember always being on when I was a kid that like my parents were like, okay, she can watch this with us. So it's like a good like family movie to watch.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those movies that was like in the rotation in my childhood. Like, we had it on VHS.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, an action movie that we were allowed to watch.
Yeah.
We had, like, 10 movies on VHS in my house, and as a result, I have seen Dead Poets Society, like, 50,000 times.
That's another one.
That's another one.
That one and Dancing with Wolves, just, like, over and over.
Yeah.
Dancing with the Wolves I could never get through as a kid.
I don't know why I just watched it.
Yeah. I've watched that movie the way that I've, like, watched Shawshank, just, like, passively in the background.
Well, Shawshank's way better than
Shawshank. I love Shawshank, but, like, that's what Dancing with Wolves is for me. It's just like if it's on, then it's like on and it's happening and I'm getting shit done.
The only reason to watch Dances with Wolves is the butt.
Yeah.
Kevin Costner butt?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't remember that.
That's the only part I remember.
Which is surprising because when I watched
K-Cos booty.
When I watched Dirty Dancing, we like rewound the butt part like 10 times.
No, I don't remember the butt part.
Yes, when he gets out of the bed at some point.
Yeah. Swayze. Swayze bit.
I mean, nothing's as hot as Uncle Buck in the hot the bad kid.
Well, you have a special relationship with Uncle Buck anyway.
That's its own one man play.
Listen to our podcast to find out what that means.
Yeah, somewhere in there. Romancing the Stone. How do you guys think it like lived up to your? I mean, it's a little old. Like watching it now, it's a little slower than it would be now. I guess
it made me wish that there were more romantic action movies, though.
I still appreciate it for that. Like, yeah. I really like appreciate what they did with the genre and the form. Mm-hmm.
Right, me too.
I think they pulled that off really well because it is just like a good love story.
Yeah. And I had no idea what was going to happen. I guess we can just talk about the details. What I mean,
yeah. For those
if you guys haven't seen it, sorry, you're going to get a 30-year-old movie spoil.
Yeah. Go watch it right now and then. Go back to the
I list. Will make a confession. I only watched the first half of it.
Barbara.
Because my internet kept going out and I didn't really have the option, but I thought it would be fun if I guessed what happens at the end. You guys can tell me if I'm
okay.
right.
Okay, that's a good call.
Yeah, what do you think happens?
Should we talk about the beginning first?
Yeah, I guess if you haven't
seen
it.
I basically just got to the part in the middle where they're like on the run and nothing much had happened yet.
That's like the whole movie.
He had just found the map.
So it was pretty
early, I guess.
So just as for if you guys have not seen the movie, Kathleen Turner, who God bless her,
I love her.
Oh. I think that honestly this is the only movie I've ever seen her in.
Really?
Yeah, which is weird.
She's awesome.
I not seen you in everything?
I saw her in a production down here in Los Angeles of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf that ruined my life. She was so good.
I love that deep voice on her, that throaty. I love her in what's the one with Nick Cage? Why can't I pull the name of it?
Oh, it could happen. None of it could happen to you.
No, the time travel one with Nick Cage, Jim Carrey's in it. It's like an early.
This sounds really good. I don't think I've seen it.
It's super good. Peggy Sue Got Married.
Oh yes,
Peggy Sue Got Married.
That movie's so good.
That's amazing.
My mom loves that movie. Yeah, that's a really. The '80s were a good time for time travel.
Yeah, they really knew what they were doing.
Why? Oh, I think because that was when all the rich people were nostalgic about the baby boom. Okay.
So
Kathleen Turner plays a romance novelist.
Mm-hmm. Joan Wilder,
which is like such a perfect name
perfect.
For her character because she, guess what? Mm-hmm. She starts out not that wild.
No, she's. I love the beginning because it's just like, do you get it? She's lonely.
Yeah, she
has a cat and she's like cheersing to her cat.
She's like crying in flannel in her house.
I was wondering, Barbara, if you would relate to me on this because I was like, when she was like getting drunk alone with her cat, I was like, this looks like the most fun part of the movie.
It actually looked awesome. It looked so fun. And also, she fucking discarded her champagne glass into the fireplace.
Yes. Yeah. I thought she it was just like a blast.
Yeah, she like, and then she took her cat's plate and she was like, yeah. I was like, damn, I want to be this girl.
A little
she was
bit of
awesome.
A wild streak.
I think we are that girl.
Mm-hmm.
You guys definitely are.
I would definitely be doing that if I had a cat.
I would read your romance novels. You guys would write some good romance novels.
And then Joe Manganiello arrives.
Just fan fiction.
So she's a romance novelist, but here's the thing. She writes about romance, but she's all alone.
Yeah.
What?
She just believe that.
No way.
Yeah. So she's got this boring life. She's a successful romance novelist, and suddenly she gets called to adventure. That's what I love about Robert Zemeckis movies is because I majored in screenwriting, and like a lot of my teachers would use like Back to the Future to teach us structure because like they're just so structured.
Mm-hmm.
Like they just so follow that mythical structure. So her sister, who's in Colombia, her husband has been killed.
Yeah, which is like a very grisly detail for a kind of like fun.
It is, and they really
movie.
Get it in there quick. It's like, oh, they only found part of him. It's like,
I was like, oh god, guys, that's really intense.
Yeah, and I kind of like was hoping that would get paid off.
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't? Well, I didn't know that. So basically, she gets like a package in the mail that was from the dead husband that has a map to. El Corazon.
From like a vaguely racist depiction of
Colombia.
Of Colombia.
Yeah, in general.
Yeah.
No, she literally shows up to the airport in Colombia and there are like people with goats and like 5 feet outside.
Yeah, there's pigs on leashes.
Which might be true.
What's funny watching this because what I am watching right now is Narcos on Netflix. Are you guys watching that?
No.
Oh my God. Watch that.
Yeah.
But that's about Colombia, like in the 80s, the drug trade and all that. And so, like, that's like a super realistic. And I was like, this is actually not as bad, kind of as like what was actually happening.
I also do really like that every time they start speaking Spanish, a Colombian person is just like, yes, what do you need right now? Like, we're not idiots. We do speak English. Like, you're the fucking idiot Americans.
Yeah.
Which made
me laugh. She goes to Colombia to help her sister who's been kidnapped by these guys who want to get the map.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Danny DeVito and his cousin who.
Yeah.
whatever, who has alligators that I'm assuming eat him in the end.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, correct.
I mean, they literally had it like five times. He was like, hey, look at those snappers. And I was like, all right, well, you die that way.
Definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, that's a really gratifying way to see a bad guy go.
Yeah.
That's what I love about this movie is like, it just hits all those tropes in such a satisfying way.
Definitely.
Yeah. And then what? Yeah. So she like gets caught in this guy. This other guy is trying to get the map who runs the secret police. And he like tries to kill her. But then Michael Douglas shows up and helps her.
Yeah. Yeah. And the guy, the like super villain guy, is the one that also killed her sister's husband.
Right.
So, yeah.
Like also, but that guy was the head of the super police and he went to America himself to try and get into her apartment. Doesn't he have like a lackey?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess this was before the internet, so it'd be hard to like mobilize on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Social media has probably really upped the drug
cartel.
There's
no dark
game.
Web to contact your henchmen with.
It was probably a lot harder to delegate crime.
Yeah.
In the early 80s.
Yeah, you can't just DM.
Also, maybe
someone.
He just had a craving for a good piece of pizza. You know what I mean?
Now there's Trump. All right.
Yeah, there's the Trump. Hey.
And we became Tony Danza.
Yeah. Hey. I don't know who anybody
that's
is.
My Trump.
It's me, I'm Mario. That's my Trump.
Hashtag that's my Trump. I guess I'll guess what happens. So she meets up with Michael Douglas and they're
who Michael Douglas's character is.
He's Indiana Jones-esque.
Yeah, yes. But like the real version of it where he's like, you know, I don't want to like be a part of the drug cartel. So I'm just going to like capture rare birds and that'll be how I make my money to get this yacht that I want so badly.
Oh, yeah. He's dreaming about
wants
a yacht.
Wants that yacht,
the whole time.
Baby.
Obviously he gets it. I mean, Jesus.
Yeah.
So there's a treasure map to El Corazon.
Which, do you know what that means?
The heart.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like all the words are all like, so, oh, is this about her journey into love?
I know. I love that it's like, it's just the right amount of things being the name to hit you over the head with it, but not like too much to be condescending.
Right.
You know
like
what I mean?
It's a fairy tale.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it.
So they have the map. They're like running from the bad guys.
And also,
I had a few guesses and now I can't remember. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's also fun because Michael Douglas' character at first is just like, listen, lady. Also, he has like the best, it really made me laugh a lot because so at first, like she doesn't know how to be in the jungle at all. And he like chops off her heels and her shoes and everything. And then they go down this mudslide and he lands.
Which looks super fun.
I know, right? That scene's so good. I remember being a kid and being like, I love how muddy they are. I want to just be muddy like that for a couple of days.
Yeah.
Seems like fun. And he like, when he comes up from the mudslide, he's like between her legs. And I was like, oh, I wonder if that's where he got his throat cancer from.
Uh-oh.
I wonder if that's where his HPV.
Not framing Catherine Zeta-Jones' pussy.
Yeah, exactly.
No. Oh, it was from Kathleen Turner.
Back in 83, baby.
I mean, a mudslide, it could be the mud, too.
Yeah.
The combination.
Colombian mud.
To do with the pussy. It's the Colombian mud.
Yeah, that's exactly
why don't they have, at spas, there should be mudslide slides like that.
If
you slid into the mud bath.
Yes.
I would love an adventure spa.
Yes.
That needs to be a thing.
For the love of God, I am so sick of not, like, I get that there's a Dave and Buster's, but we need, like, a Chuck E. Cheese adventure spa for adults.
You guys are speaking
like, the real
language.
Deal.
Like, instead of, like, strawberry water, we just have, like, some tranquil cheese fountains.
Yeah.
And then,
great.
Like, vines where you can swing from one room to the next.
From, like, you swing from one sauna to the next and hope you don't faint.
Yeah.
But if you do, there's just, like, a cloud of those things, the gymnasium, all the soft little
the
things
little ball
on
thingies.
The bottom.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. That would be great.
Yes.
Somebody make that for us.
I think we need to call, in general, I've been thinking about Richard Branson a lot. And I think we need to call him.
Yeah.
About this?
Branson might be on board with this.
I think he could be really on board with this.
Yeah.
He's very outside the box.
He probably has this. He just won't tell anybody about it.
Yeah, he definitely has a personal version of that.
That means that we'll get it eventually, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We feel like we're destined to be friends with Richard Branson at some point.
Yeah.
We're going to get there.
They get the mudslide. So they have the thing to Corzo. I was thinking that, like, so they obviously find this treasure. I don't know what the fuck happens in between. Danny DeVito does something funny. He falls down.
It's funny because this is like the movie that I think this is like how I knew Danny DeVito as a kid was this movie. Like I was thinking about it and I was like, yeah, no, that was. And he's so funny because he's one of the villains that like will always be like curses by himself.
Yeah,
too.
He's great.
I love him in this movie.
I know him from Twins.
I think for me it was a combination of Twins and Batman Returns.
I mean,
oh yeah,
he was a great penguin.
That French flipper trick.
What is that?
There's a scene where he's like looking at like a girl at a press conference. He's like, I'm going to show her my French flipper trick. And he has his weird little deformed hand up.
It was so scary.
It's like a fingering joke in the middle of this Batman movie. And it's really intense. I remember like watching it as an adult being like, whoa, okay.
I bet you he ad-libbed
he
that
probably
one.
Probably did.
He's like, wait, I got one.
Tim Burton. Maria Perlman knows about the French flipper trick.
Yeah, she definitely does.
Didn't they get divorced?
I can't.
But they're back together. Oh, they're back together. Together? They got together.
Yay.
They needed like a break, I think. And then now they're...
From one Rhea to the other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so my guess was that they don't find treasure, they just find love, but I guess they actually find treasure,
No, there's
right?
a treasure.
Both.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a treasure.
Okay, so what do you think? So
I had other guesses, but now I can't remember. I guess it was mostly that the guy dies by alligator.
What do you think the denouement is?
What the fuck is that?
The little, like, coda at the end.
Oh, you mean after everything's done?
Or what do you, yeah, how yeah. do you think the movie's, like, wrapped up?
She fell asleep, and she's been writing this story.
Really close.
Very close.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, wait, let me try again. I don't know. What is it?
She does come home and write the whole story. Okay. And so then you jump cut to like her at the editor's desk, and the editor's reading the last page and crying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wow, you nailed it. And she's no longer that lonely writer that we saw in the beginning. Now she's a confident, sassy woman.
Because Jack doesn't initially come back to New York with her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she goes back and she writes it, and she's like, fuck this dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then she's walking around New York like feeling really empowered. And what does she see on the street? But Jack...
Selling a bird.
In his yacht.
His yacht.
Wait, on the street?
Yes.
Yeah. It's being pulled down the road.
Yeah.
What? He's bringing it to New York? Yeah. This is not very practical.
Well, the whole movie's not super practical.
Yeah.
So how much money? So what, did they just split that treasure or what happened there?
That's unclear.
Yeah, it's unclear. I mean, obviously he got a good chunk of it.
Yeah.
If he's towing a yacht in New York.
I don't know what the arrangement was, but he definitely earned it. Like, he helped her a lot.
Yeah, he worked really hard.
No. I think that's good 50-50.
Saved your life.
I hope it was 50-50, but it was probably 70-30.
Yeah. Yeah. She got 77% of the...
Yeah, exactly.
77% of 77%.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's... Yeah.
So what happens to Danny DeVito?
He gets arrested.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's not like... He's not killed.
But does he help them at some point? Because he seemed like kind of a good guy.
He's like... No, he's always like kind of buffoony. Then the police come up and they're like... He's like, oh, it's over there. It's them. And then they're like, nah, and they capture him.
He just kind of has this like wacky send-off moment.
Did you see the... Okay, let's do best and worst favorite parts. My favorite part is there's a scene, I don't know if you saw it or not, where they go into like the village after they've kind of escaped, and there's these like drug cartel guys that like are like, oh, he's the only one with the car. And this guy opens a little door and he has a gun.
Yeah, I saw that part.
Oh, yeah. I just love when they're like, oh, come on, let's get out of here, Joan Wilder. And the guy's like, Joan Wilder?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, I love all your novels.
And they're like, Juanita?
Yeah, Juanita Wilder? It's so funny because everybody that you meet in the movie is like a guy that loves romance novels. Like, every guy is like, hell yeah.
Well, and then her publisher does kind of drop that casually in the beginning, like, why are you going to Columbia? I mean, your novels do have a huge readership there.
Yeah.
Like, it was not necessary. Like, that joke would even work without the publisher saying that.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Didn't need to establish that.
It's probably some
I mean, I guess that was before porn, so it's like romance novels, you know, get around.
I don't know if that's true.
No, that was not before.
Well, those drug...
Before the internet, I should
say. Before internet porn, yes.
But those drug cartel guys probably get a lot of sex, but do they have a lot of love?
No.
Wow, yeah. That's what they're really yearning. Lusting after.
Yeah, that's they really
I
want.
Mean, 50 Shades of Grey would have done really well with those Colombian drug lords.
I also really love the part where they like stay overnight the first night in like a plane of marijuana.
Yeah.
And there's like only one small reference to them being possibly a little bit high, where like when you first see the fire, Michael Douglas is giggling a little bit. I was like,
yeah, he's like, I love a fire.
Yeah, that's obviously my favorite part.
Of course, yes, I figured as much.
Least favorite, though. You said your favorite.
I don't know. Like, I guess least favorite probably just, like, the weird grisly murder that keeps being alluded to. Like, it felt that's a little bit too intense for this movie.
Let me ask something. So the sister was super rich. Was she rich because her husband was a drug dealer?
It's never really. Because
they, like, she, like, drives out of Columbia in this crazy
in
car,
car.
And I was like, okay. Yeah. This... And then that kid, okay, this was the craziest part to me. Uh-huh. In the beginning of the movie, like, the sister's driving out, uh-huh. and this little kid's, like, watching her, and then he beams her with a fucking slingshot and drives the car away. And I was like, damn, this kid's fierce.
Like, yeah. Not fucking around.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Somebody paid that kid a lot of candy. It was just mm-hmm. like, I got a job for you.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even think I would need candy to steal a car as a kid.
But to, like, you know.
To take someone
hit
out.
Hit someone.
He's obviously not done it. That's not his first time.
No.
Knocking a white lady stealing her.
So that was, like, my favorite and least favorite part.
Yeah.
It looked really cool, but it was also kind of scary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Actually, no. My favorite part was definitely throwing the dishes into the fireplace.
That was so good.
So
it is
fun.
Really great. Can we just have a party where we do that? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
We're gonna go. We're gonna ride ice blocks and throw dishes while
yes.
we go down
yes.
the hill.
Yes. Smash things on ice party. I love it.
Yeah.
I think my least favorite part is just generally. I get that it's an 80s movie and she's a romance novelist, but. Yeah. I felt like it was a little bit like, all right, she's a girl and she doesn't
yeah.
like nature at first. And
yeah. It was definitely like, oh, like, I'm sorry, but who the fuck would wear that bring only heels
right.
to,
yeah.
to that?
It was a little demeaning. Like, yeah. old girl yeah, would yeah. pack some Chuck Taylors.
Exactly.
Yeah. yeah.
She's sitting around the house writing all day. She only has heels. There's no way.
She,
there's
no ask way. Someone who sits around the house writing all day. That's the opposite of what you have.
yeah. exactly.
They're
she's
lucky. Got no Uggs in there. Come on.
Yeah,
seriously.
She would, true. If that movie was made 20 years later, she would absolutely be wearing
us. Yes.
Knit ones.
Seriously, like, Jack is lucky she's wearing a bra when she came to Columbia.
Right?
yeah. He would have been taken out by one of her wayward tits in real life.
yeah.
Well before his face landed in her crotch.
But yeah, I think it really holds up, and it's a fun movie to watch. It's a good date movie.
Yeah, it's a fun it's movie. I will watch the rest of it.
No, watch it. It's yeah, it's just like a good, again, mm-hmm. I think it's just a solid love story.
Yeah. With good action.
Legitimately good action.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The other thing I like about it is that even though it's an older movie, like, the action isn't annoying because they didn't, yeah. like, try to do cool special effects. Like, they more do
yeah,
it with, like,
I hate action in movies these days because it's so quick.
It's too much.
And mm-hmm. just, like, you know, there's no actual, like, mm-hmm. stunt work being done. Mm-hmm. It's all just cuts.
Yeah. Plus, Michael Douglas used to be a cutie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's very
so cutie.
Cute.
He was
so cute.
Yeah. Love him in this.
Absolutely.
For some reason, I kept thinking it was Kurt Russell. And, like, I'm like, I know it's Michael Douglas, but I keep expecting it to be Kurt Russell.
I can see that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they both have the same haircut Captain for, like, Ron. 10
they're
years.
They're both a silhouette at first, so could it be either one,
yeah.
you know?
Kurt Russell, wait, is it Michael Douglas, the silhouette in the fantasy?
He probably
I think so.
Is.
I'm sure
yeah.
he is.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, knowing Bob Zemeckis.
Yeah.
knowing Bobby Boy.
Bobby.
Well, that's it.
So... recommendations.
I would recommend, I've talked about this on ours, but Fargo, the TV show, is fucking incredible. And the second season's coming out this week. So watch the first season on Hulu. It's one of my favorite shows maybe ever. It's
nice.
So good.
My jam for this summer has been this band called the Melbourne Ska Orchestra. And I highly recommend checking them out. They're this, like, 40-piece ska band from Melbourne that I saw live a couple, like, a month or two ago. And they're insane. Like, they're so much fun to see live. If you live in Australia, go see them. But, like, their CD is really great. It's, like, got this, like, big band sound but with, like, a two-tone feel to it.
Hell yeah.
And the lead singer is, like, the coolest person that I've ever seen. Like, Google, there's the show that I went to is at, like, the observatory in Santa Ana, and, like, they have, like, the first song is, like, somebody shot it and it's up on Google. And, like, they are having so much fun, and it's, like, such a blast to see this guy that, like, I love a lead singer that is doing the thing that he is meant to do in this world. Mm-hmm. You know what? It's so cool to see somebody that's like, you probably like don't know how to pay bills and everything else in your life is a mess. But like yeah. when you have like the one thing that you know how to do and like that's it. Like they're my favorite.
Man, it's got to be crazy to travel with 40 people.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Well, it was cool.
Everyone's fucking.
Yeah, well, without a doubt. Well, it was cool. They came over here and they only brought like 12 of them and then they used local ska artists and
oh,
stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
Which
that's
is
awesome.
Like a, yeah, it's like a cool, neat way to like get to meet like musicians all over the place. Mm-hmm. So it was, they're really, really, really fun. And their CD is like really pretty and like I highly recommend it.
Nice.
Yeah.
What can I recommend? I will recommend, my recommendation will be a coffee that I'm really into.
Ooh.
I'm really into this coffee beanery in Joshua Tree, California. It's called the Joshua Tree Roasting Company. I'm a huge coffee snob. I've been drinking coffee every day since I was 8 years old, and I think I finally found, like, the perfect cup of coffee.
Whoa.
Wow.
So if you're a coffee aficionado with me, I get the first roast. from the Joshua Tree Coffee Company. I have it mailed to me in LA because I like it that much. It's very like smooth and has like a really nice buzz.
Am I gonna buy coffee online now?
Damn,
do it.
I just dropped my
phone. It's such a treat when it comes to you. That's just my recommendation: is impulse buy some good coffee too. It's really I'm on a monthly thing. It's great.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
That's
I'm in.
Cool. Yeah, that sounds good. And yeah, if you guys have enjoyed this episode, you should check out our podcast.
Yeah, Lady to Lady. Comes out every Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And we have, you know, we have a fourth guest that joins us every week, usually a funny lady, but, you know, we've had a variety of people. Check us out.
Yeah, we've had, like, French Stewart's been on, who was really awesome. We've had Aisha Tyler.
Margaret Cho will be on soon, or might have already been on by the time this comes out.
Yeah, Kay Cannon's episode was super fun. Mm-hmm. We went to her house, and she said that we were the coolest girls that she's ever met.
And our brains all exploded.
Yeah.
And we all want to be her.
We're basically Akka awesome. Oh, that's another good movie. Watch that one.
Oh, yeah. All the Pitch Perfects.
Yeah. All right, well, you guys, thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.